In a little while, I'll be linking up with Bono in the Irish Republic. You two in session tonight, and that was called Like a Song, a new number, a group composition. Well, we were hoping to have Bono from U2 in the studio with me tonight, but due to unforeseen circumstances, for us anyway, he's in Southern Ireland. He's on the telephone right now, so we're going to have a link-up now and a longer chat sometime in the near future. Bono, can you hear me?
Good evening. How are you?
Fine. You're in Dublin tonight, right?
I am in Dublin, of sorts. I'm right beside the sea, just outside Dublin, yeah.
Whereabouts is that exactly?
Well, there's two heads that make up the bay, Dublin Bay. There's one which is called... Tiny Head. Yeah. There's one which is called Hose Head, and I live at the bottom of Hose Head.
That's a wonderful place. I used to go there on holidays and stay at a hotel called the Sutton House.
Well, that is unbelievable, because the Sutton House is my sort of local. That's actually where I eat all the time. It's actually a place I spend a lot of time.
Isn't that funny? And you know that that hotel is actually featured on the cover of the Veedon Fleece album from Van Morrison.
You're about the second person in the world who knows that, because I keep telling people this. They don't believe me. That house on the hill, it has tunnels leading down to the coast, and it was used for smuggling. And in fact, there's a very infamous... I was going to say famous gun-running incident, and they used that house for obvious reasons.
I see.
There you go.
Well, I look forward to coming over there and staying there again if you reckon it's okay to stay these days.
Well, nowadays you can come over and stay with me.
Yeah, we must meet face-to-face. Let's talk about you, too. You've been very quiet until this single New Year's Day. Several months, as far as the UK has been concerned, we haven't heard a thing from you, too. Suddenly you're back with a new single, so where have you been for the last year?
Well, yeah, it is only as far as the UK are concerned. You know, we felt it was very important to get across to an international audience right throughout Europe and the US. So we spent a lot of time there. You know, we need the challenge of new territories. That's what we've done. Some people, you know, think it's been quiet, but it's been quite the opposite for the members of U2.
So you've been touring then?
Yeah, spending a lot of time. In America, as you probably know, the way the radio and TV situation is, you virtually have to play to people face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And allow them to make up their own minds, because usually the people in charge won't let them have the choice, unless you do it this way.
Right. Have you had single success in America yet?
Well, our singles, I mean, we're not primarily a singles band, and in fact, the success of New Year's Day is particularly exciting for that reason, because we haven't, you know, opted for the pop format. It just appears that people are getting disillusioned with the usual sort of snap, crackle, and pop, and they want something different. It's the same in the US. And tracks like I Will Follow, Out of Control, Gloria, got a lot of airplay, but again on sort of album orientated stations rather than AM radio.
Right. Now, has it been difficult actually getting new material together? You have an album which is coming out soon, because when you're touring and you're traveling from town to town, country to country, it can't be very conducive to writing, can it?
Well, we're sort of compulsive. I mean, we carry a portable studio with us. We write all the time. We did spend extra time getting this next record together, getting the LP War ready. It's a very important record. A lot of people seem to just repeat their first and second record for the third. This one is a sort of new departure for us. In many ways, it's the most aggressive LP we've yet recorded. It's very brash, and yet it's very rhythmic. A lot of time went into it. I mean, it was a nightmare to make, as all exciting rock and roll records are.
All right, well, I'm going to come back to you in just a second, but I want to play a tune called Surrender, which you've recorded in session for us. Is this a song that's also on the new album?
It is, yeah. Two of the songs on the new album were sort of inspired in New York, and this is one of them. This is important to the theme of the whole record, actually.
In what way?
Well, though the album is called War, its theme is very much surrender. It's a lot to do with the friction in the city, the friction I experienced in New York, a lot of what people call street hassle. And I had this picture of the band would play at the very top of one of the tall buildings there for a video. And it's as if there's a place above it all, a place of surrender. A lot of friction is caused by ego, pride, and I think... You know, the idea of dying to yourself, the last line of the song is, if I want to live, I've got to die to myself, which is basically sort of stepping down. Especially in this country, there's been a lot of hassle caused by people who sort of step up, you know, they stand up for what you believe. In fact, that's led us all into a lot of trouble. Mm. I think some passive resistance is needed around here. And that's what the song is sort of about in a city context.
Right, okay. You,
Surrender.
You Two in Session. This is Surrender. Bono, please stay on the phone and we'll have a chat after we hear it.
Thanks.
You Two in Session tonight. Their first session for a long time for Radio 1. That was called Surrender. And that will also be on the album, which is called War, which is coming out at the end of February. Bono is on the telephone. I must ask you, around London, and I presume other major cities in the UK, there are posters, which are there really on the sidings of buildings and what have you, promoting the single, New Year's Day. And it features the boy, who is also featured on the cover of your album, Boy, a couple of years on. And he's grown up. And I was wondering, A, who this fellow is, and why you use him to promote You Too.
Yeah, the child's face is very much a piece of blotting paper that sort of soaks up all the influences around it. It's become a symbol or an emblem associated with the group. Wherever we go in the world, people arrive with the boy t-shirts or boy badges.
Yeah.
And we have always taken an interest in this guy. 3 years ago, our very first single, we took photographs of him. And sort of every alternate year, we take more. And we're sort of building up a sort of a picture of his growth in parallel to our own. And I find him a very interesting sort of foil, especially to the concept war, because I think people would like to see a lot of sort of tanks and guns on the cover.
Yeah.
But when you put a child's face on the cover, it makes people think that you're not talking about that sort of thing. You're talking more on a mental level or emotional level.
Sure, so he's on the cover of the album as well.
He is, yeah.
And who are the child's parents?
Well, the child has a very interesting history. The child lives across the road from where I used to live in Dublin, in a place called Cedarwood.
Yeah.
And his parents aren't so well known, but his brothers are both in a group called the Virgin Prunes.
Oh, the brothers of the boy?
Yeah, they're very exciting sort of performance art type group.
It's, yeah.
The Edge's brother, Dick, also plays there. And this group came out of the same sort of scene or set that we did. And this was the sort of, this little child, he's a very sort of beautiful face.
Yeah.
But he used to walk around the corner to the shops and sort of, with his cry tears in front of the people behind the sweet counter, and they'd all give him sweets, then he'd run out and sort of slam the door behind him. He's a very smart guy, as well as a sweet guy.
Well, there's an image blown tonight.
Yeah, no, he's a wonderful guy. His name is Peter, but everyone called him Radar.
Why?
I don't know. Why am I called Bono? It was all part of the same vibe.
Oh, okay. What are you doing actually tonight and for the next couple of weeks? Because
what am I doing tonight?
Yeah.
Is this? You want to come over here? I mean, what's the story?
Well, are you working tonight at all, or is this a leisure time for you?
As I speak to you, kid, I'm upside down. I have the feet are in an upward direction beside the phone. I have some steak. I've got a very beautiful lady which is in the next room, and I'm very busy tonight.
And you will be, you're taking a holiday then in your hometown for the next couple of weeks before you go back on the road?
Holidays, I wouldn't know the meaning of the word. No, we're working on a ballet actually, with the Irish National Ballet, and a lady you might know by the name of Arlene Phillips.
Oh yeah, for sure, from Hot Gossip.
Yeah, and we're working together. It's a sort of a three-way project. It's a sort of experimental thing for you too. It's very important for us to actually prove to people that there are more sides to the group than just the sort of hard rock and roll or the abrasive side to the group.
Yeah.
So this ballet is quite a challenge to us.
All right. There's so much more we want to talk about, and we'll do that when you come in the studio, and hopefully that's going to be in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yes, I think that's very important. There's a lot of things that have to be said, and there's a lot of things that people have to understand about the group.
All right, we've got a sack full of mail from listeners who have questions, and I'm going to save those questions until you come in the studio and we meet face to face.
Here comes that beautiful lady. I don't know if you heard the bell.
Ah, well, listen, just before the beautiful lady comes in, dedicate a track to her then. Of all the past things that have been on your past couple of albums, what would you like me to play her from you two tonight?
Well, for Ali, who's just about to walk in the door, I think you should play I Will Follow.
All right.
That's been on my mind.
All right, I'll do that, and I look forward to seeing you in London then.
I must answer the door. God bless you, kid.
Cheers, Bono. Bye. Bye-bye. Well, it's lucky, really, we had the Boy album in the studio with us. As requested by Bono, I Will Follow, and also requested by Karen of West Runton in Norfolk. And now the last tonight from U2, who are in session for us. A group composition. This one is Sunday Bloody Sunday. Well, regular listeners will know that I've never been shy of using tired old cliches. So, I won't refrain from using one when I say that the wait has been worth it. U2, long time no hear, some new music tonight. Tracks which you will also be able to hear on the new album, War, which Bono will be bringing to us in the studio. I can't tell you exactly when. It won't be any more than 3 weeks away. But sometime between now and the next 3 weeks, I'll give you a date. I've got lots of mail, and I will put some of your questions to Bono when he comes in the studio. I thought it best to save it for when he comes in with a new album rather than do them on the telephone with him tonight. U2, that was Sunday Bloody Sunday. Powerful stuff.